We have a lot of other things to cover here, but I look to Dr. Sherwood. Are we moving?
Joe Biden, wake up. Joe Biden, wake up. 9/11.
One of the things that I strongly believe is
Joe Biden, wake up.
I should probably go home.
I'm tired.
Joe Biden, wake up.
Joe.
I'm tired.
Joe Biden.
What's happening?
Joe Biden, 11 point.
What's happening?
Joe.
Hello, Mr. President, wake up.
You should have to pay nearly $6,400 more than you would today.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Well, this is the fun one. Welcome back to Inside Four Walls, where I promise you my mental acuity is... Well, anyway... Trump's White House doctor alleges Biden's physical was a cover-up. And I allege no shit. You mean to tell me Joe Biden had a fucking mental acuity test and a physical and he came back and said fucking perfect peak specimen of a masculine male alpha Chad and there was no tomfuckery whatsoever with the man whose most accountable feat of note as president was falling up some fucking stairs multiple times? Yeah, I gotta tell you, I kind of hesitate to think there wasn't anything fucked with that result, but we're gonna go to Fox News for the article, as you can see here. Not a lot of people want to talk about it. Various shades of mixed sexuality. This came from Fox News to begin with. It's the interview there, you know, so, that's why I use Fox News for this. Also, I'm kind of in a crunch, so I'm recording what I can while I can. I know this will be a bit of a light topic, so I know, there you go. But if you want to just have some fun, we can just have some fun.
Here for reaction, former White House physician and author of Holding the Line, A Lifetime of Defending Democracy and American Values, Congressman Ronny Jackson, as well as Congressman John James. Two great dudes join us tonight. Congressman Jackson.
Actually, John James is from my area. I'll see if I can find it. I did an interview with him a couple of years back when he first ran for Senate. Pre-pandemic, actually.
You see the tape. You keep seeing the tape. He's hesitating, it seems, on running again, but what's your assessment?
Well, look, I just don't see it happening. I mean, I think, you know, everybody sees that at this particular point. I think the left is slowly starting to abandon him right now. I think he's out there saying this. But, you know, I think the classified documents issue was a shot over the bow by those who have political aspirations to become president, whether it's Gavin Newsom or Kamala Harris or the political sewer that surrounds them, that they would find themselves in the White House. I think they're letting him know right now that, hey, you're done at June 2024. You will not run again. If you continue to say that you're going to run again, we will take it to the next level, which means, you know, the Hunter Biden stuff's going to blow up. Or maybe they let this cognitive stuff take off because it's all there. It's been there for a long time. And all they have to do is start getting this man out and letting him speak publicly more often, putting him in front of the camera for press conferences. Mm-hmm. We can see what happens. He's literally got something wrong with him. Everyone in the country knows it right now. The unfortunate part is our adversaries know it right now, too. This issue with the balloon, it was just testing to see, you know, how he would react, how long they would have before he would do anything the least bit decisive. And we saw the answer to that. It was very unimpressive. It was very scary. And I think things are going to continue to get worse. And so I want to know.
You know what's kind of funny? And it's an unpopular opinion. I will say this. I think Joe Biden actually looks kind of cool in aviators. All right, look, like it or not, I don't like Joe Biden. Yo, I was just I'm a public servant. And I was recently at my local state convention, and bro, for charity, I walked around with a fucking gold fuck Joe Biden pendant I bought for $5. Actually, it's kind of solid. I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of fresh. I fuck with it. It would go perfectly with my Harlem Globetrotters jerseys, and I got a couple of those, man. I fucking love that shit. the WWE of basketball. I know. I've heard it a million times. Go fuck yourself. But he looks cool in aviators. He pulls it off well. I've seen Trump in aviators, not as cool looking as Joe Biden in aviators.
Where's physical exams at? They said we're going to have it by the end of the month. We didn't. Now they're saying they're going to have it by the 16th of February. Will it include a cognitive exam like President Trump did?
Came out.
It better.
Complete ownership of that. I guess it didn't.
Any president's ever needed a cognitive exam, it's this man. But we'll see. They've already let us know that they're going to release it publicly in the same manner as which they did last year, which means they're telling us up front they're just checking a box.
Of course they're checking a box. There's no way there's a cognitive exam in there. At least one that he took. Congressman James, you're a military guy. You know, when you look at the guy on the screen right now, you're looking at the commander in chief. And we're looking at a dangerous world. How does someone watching this program right now feel reassured at their house that all is well and someone's awake at the wheel?
You don't. The three of us have all served our nation in uniform. We understand what inspired leadership looks like, and Joe Biden doesn't inspire us. I mean, frankly, this is a man who passed the buck, who points the blame. He's been in office for the better part of 50 years. He was elected in 1973, 36 years in the Senate, 8 years as vice president, 2 years as president, and on his watch, our debt is ballooned past capacity. We just shot down two UFOs in the past week, and we're calling boys girls and girls boys. Our enemies, our adversaries around the world are further emboldened. China is saber-rattling, and Russia's invading Europe. They know that this president's a joke, and we need to do everything we can to focus on things that Americans are concerned about, lowering prices, bringing back jobs, making our community safer, and getting back to sanity. The Democrats and the left are doing everything opposite of that. And so me and Ronnie and the rest of the Congress have to govern in the House and be that last line of defense for you, for America, so that we can then take back the Senate and take back the White House to keep our promises to America.
Since he called you Ronnie, I will too. Ronnie, we see the poll numbers amongst Democrats. But do folks on the left that you talk to, congressmen, people that are dialed in, do they ever whisper and say, yeah, we know too, or are they unwilling to admit it?
Oh, 100%. I think everybody knows it. You know, people are just trying to look the other way. I mean, people at the White House know it. That's why they keep him locked away all the time and don't let him get in front of the cameras unless he absolutely has to. And I'll be honest with you, I think that they're medicating him. I want to know when he gets his physical done, what medications is he actually on? Because he looks sometimes like he's really jacked up on something. And then he, you know, most of the time looks like he can barely stay awake. He's so frail and shuffles when he walks. And, you know, and I want to know why he wears sunglasses all the time. Because, you know, one of the physical manifestations of Alzheimer's and other cognitive diseases out there is that your pupils dilate and you have an issue accommodating to light. And I think that something's going on here. I think there are all kinds of little physical indicators along with this unbelievable cognitive, lack of ability. And I think everyone at this point knows what's going on. And it's only it won't be very much longer that the Democrats can turn a blind eye to this. They are going to have to address this sooner than.
Now we're going to hop over here to Fox News for the article. Bam. Former White House doctor for Trump and Obama blast alarming Biden health report. The cover-up needs to end. Scroll down here. Close that. Let's see anything here for... Oh, okay. I was trying to think if I had a name on here. Exclusive top GOP rep. Ronnie Jackson, a former White House physician, is calling for an end to the cover-up of President Biden's health after the president's physical earlier this week claimed he is healthy and fit to serve as commander-in-chief. Okay, so there was a fucking health... Okay, I fucking knew I wasn't crazy. I was confused at first. Quote, the majority of Americans can see that that Biden's mental health is in total decline, yet there is no transparency from the White House on what's going on, if anything, to address this issue and his inability to do his job, Jackson told Fox News Digital. Quote, yesterday's writing physical exam report released by the Biden's physician, Kevin O'Connor, further confirms that the administration is still adamant about concealing the truth. Well, look, if you look at the reportings back in the day, you would think that the whole country didn't think there's something wrong with the president who had polio, right? Like, everybody knew that homie was fucked up. Just to be fully transparent, I had to make sure. I thought it was Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but I wasn't sure. I thought it was for some reason my brain said Truman. And I was like, that's not right. So I double checked. Yes, it was Roosevelt. Okay. But if you look at the articles back then, you would think that no one knew that Roosevelt had polio or anything was wrong with him to begin with. But no, if you look at independent press and interviews and radio shows and a lot of like public writings at the time, people knew there was something fucked up with him. They just didn't know what it was. But that's not a mental thing. That's a physical thing. So it was a little bit different than this. If Biden had polio and his brain worked, it might be slightly different. Jackson took issue with the fact that the report from the Biden physician, the second one he's taken since entering office, made no mention of the president's undergoing cognitive tests amid his, quote, deteriorating mental health. Quote, nowhere in the report was there mention of Biden's deteriorating mental health, Jackson said, quote, This is alarming considering I have already sent three letters to the White House demanding that Biden receive a cognitive test as results be made public, all of which have been ignored. Everyone can see something is wrong. The cover-up needs to end. Jackson, who previously served as the White House physician to former presidents Barack Obama and Donald Trump, faced criticism from Obama for his critique of Biden's cognitive health on the 2020 campaign trail. Well, don't forget, Barack Obama in 2020, in late 2019 and in 2020, said never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to fuck things up. And now as we go here, and you know what's funny? I don't usually find myself being a man who agrees with Barack Obama very often on almost fucking anything at any point in time whatsoever, even the most bizarre situations. But you know what? This is one of those unique times. Joe Biden said one of the most luminary fucking things imaginable. Quote, never, don't ever underestimate Joe Biden's ability to fuck things up. Truer words have truly never been spoken by a man who looks so much like a sock monkey. It's kind of fucking impressive. I'm not saying that because he's mixed. But you know what, person between me and you, I really don't like that fact. I fucking hate white Democrats. So his mom, biggest bitch in the universe as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, I'm kind of racist. I don't like white Democrats. But let's get into the story. We're only going to be a part of this. Joe Blow, Obama vented his concerns about Biden and said, don't underestimate Joe's ability to fuck things up. By Christy Cooney. Barack Obama voiced concerns about Joe Biden's presidential candidacy and warned allies to not underestimate his ability to fuck things up, according to reports. That's a quote. The former vice president is set to, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know the fucking story. The whole point behind me pulling this whole thing up to begin with was just the fact that Obama was like, yeah, this guy's kind of a fuck up. I wanted you to know that. But let's crack on, shall we? Jackson, who previously served as the White House physician for President Barack Obama and Donald Trump, faced criticisms for his critique of Joe Biden's cognitive health in 2020 campaign trail. His 2022 memoir, Jackson detailed the stern and scathing email he received from Obama about comments he made on Twitter about the then presidential candidate Biden's mental health. Quote, I have made a point to not commenting on your service in my successor's administration and have always spoken highly of both of you, both in public and in private. You always served me and my family well, and I have considered you not only as a fine doctor and service member, but also a friend. Now kindly shut the fuck up. Love, your homie, Barack Obama, and P.S., N-word pass is included in letter. Heart, heart, XX, love, Baracky B. You always served me well, blah, blah, blah. Quote, that's why I have to express my disappointment. He's not mad, he's disappointment. At your cheap shot you took at Joe Biden via Twitter. Again, Brock, you said never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to fuck things up. And now you're sitting here saying, how dare you say that about Joe Biden, the honorable. Meh. Did your teleprompter not work that day properly? It was unprofessional and beneath the office that you once held. It was also disrespectful to me and the many friends you had in our administration. You were the personal physician to the President of the United States as well as an admiral in the U.S. Navy. I expect better, and I hope, upon reflection, you'll expect more of yourself in the future. Oh, go fuck yourself. Don't you have some lakefront properties to go by while the water levels are rising or some shit? In the memo released Thursday, White House physician Kevin O'Conroy, a retired Army colonel. Also, isn't it weird that colonel is spelled that way? Who has served in the role since January 2021, wrote, quote, President Biden remains a heavy, vigorous 80-year-old male who is fit to successfully execute the duties of office. Really? A fit young man, a spry chicken. I don't know, man. I wouldn't say he's a spry chicken, personally. He looks more like the chickens you get at, like, KFC at the end of the week, towards the bottom of the bag type deal. Not very good. Kind of left out, you know, like a 7-Eleven chicken. Blech. Not exactly spring or in their prime, but okay. A vigorous 80-year-old male who is fit to successfully execute the duties of the presidency. One lesion was discovered on Biden's chest and removed, according to the report, and the president still experienced a stiff gait. But it hasn't worsened since last year. Is that from the dog supposedly breaking his foot? Biden continues to experience symptoms of gastrological reflux, primarily having to clear his throat more often, mostly after meals, the report said. O'Connor said the reflux is a source of Biden's throat clearing and coughing. I get that, actually. That's very relatable. I don't exactly, you know what? I have no reason to actually doubt that. I have an issue with acid reflux, too. It sucks. O'Connor noted that the main medical event for Biden in the past year was his upper respiratory infection from COVID-19 last summer. His, like, 5 bouts of it after being, you know, jabbed the fuck up multiple times, supposedly. Allegedly. He said that Biden's oxygen levels never fell below 97%. Bullshit. The results come as the president faces questions about his age amid speculations that he will seek re-election in 2024, though he has not yet announced his official decision. Yeah, because if he announces, they're going to really destroy him. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley took aim at the president as well as his predecessor, former President Trump, on Wednesday, saying that the politicians over the age of 75 should have to take a mental cognitive test before assuming office. You're one to talk, psycho. In 2021, Biden was evaluated by O'Connor, who wrote at the time that the president remains healthy, vigorous, a healthy, vigorous 78-year-old male who is fit to successfully execute the duties of the presidency. That's through the first 3 comments, as we are wont to do here, from Jeremiah Johnson, I assume. The fact that the politician all around can do what they want, when they want, and remain in office with no fear tells us that we work for them, and this is not the way we set the government system up for this country. Give them credit where it is due. The politicians have placed themselves above us. They have played the long game and won. And, Red Plaid 2898. Their retirement and health care are far superior to the taxpayers after only a few years in office, yet we pay their salary and benefits and barely make ends meet at times. It is certainly unbalanced, but until enough voters get angry and stop electing the same folks, it will never cease. And NXT phase. Our politician passed legislation to allow the blatant lie without accountability. You cannot have a civil society in if a certain group of people can lie with impunity while pursuing the opposition. Yep, true. And at the same time, that also brings us to the end of this episode. I don't feel like anybody learned anything that they didn't already kind of know. But, you know, worth talking about all the same. So until next time, this has been Inside Four Walls. I'm your host, James Madison. This might be the only upload for Monday. This one and the one before it. We'll see. But until next time, I'll catch y'all later. Oh, my thing's not working right. Okay.
There is this inextricable tie between culture, religion, mm-hmm. ethnicity, that most people don't fully understand. That is unique and, how can I say it? Strong with Jews worldwide. I used to say early on when I was a kid, I'd say when I was a young senator, I'd say, if I were a Jew, I'd be a Zionist. I am a Zionist. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist.